All right, guys, injury report. Tyvon Branch, Andre Girard, Tony Paschos, those three didn't participate. They'll be out for the game. Andre Holmes was limited today. He'll be questionable. And Menelik Watson was limited today. He'll be questionable for the game. So that's the injury report. And we'll get a little walkthrough tomorrow and then get a chance to go back home and play another football game. And it's time for us to, if we're going to do something, we need to – we need to start making some sort of move. So, the consistency with our football team, something that I've talked about a lot, and that's what we've got to develop is that consistency. And so we need to come out and play well against Philadelphia. It'll be a heck of a challenge for us. But if we're going to ever become the team we think we can become, then we need to put some things together. So I think our guys are ready. We're excited about the opportunity. We're looking forward to it.
You'd made it a point since the beginning not to worry too much about what prognosticators had said about what the Raiders would do this year. But for a four-win team to hit four at the midway point would be a pretty significant deal.
Well, I mean, I think any game that we win builds confidence. And, like I've said from the very beginning, I like this football team. And I think we have a good team. We need to play well. We need to become a more consistent football team, and that's what the really good teams are able to do. So there's been a lot of emphasis this week on just doing our job, going out and being consistent and executing the our responsibilities and doing it fast and doing it with a lot of passion for the game. So I'm looking forward to watching our guys go out and play.
Do you notice the same sense of urgency from the players that if we're going to do something,
well, listen, I mean, you use the term sense of urgency. I don't know if I would necessarily use that term, but I think our guys recognize the importance of every football game that we play from here on out. And I think they've done a great job of preparing themselves this week and getting ready for a good football team. And now it's time to go out and play.
Coach, how would you describe Philadelphia defensively? I know you talked about some of their individual players, but schematically, Coach Olson talked about they like to use a lot of different fronts. How would you describe them?
Well, same way. I mean, they're really big and physical up front. They're real young up front, and they're athletic. Their linebackers, especially their inside backers, are fast flow guys, real athletic players inside, and they got a couple corners on the edges that can cover. I mean, they're an aggressive football team, I'd say that. They have some different looks from a front standpoint. They got some different looks from a pressure standpoint. So we'll have to be able to do a great job identifying, how they're getting aligned and what they're doing, from a coverage standpoint.
Jason Peters has been one of the best left tackles in this league for a long time. After the injury, now that he's come back, do you see him as a – similarly quality player, because it seems like that matchup with him in Houston could be.
No, he's still an outstanding player. He's another guy. They got him out of Arkansas that was a tight end in college that moved to play offensive line. Heck, when he was in Buffalo, he covered kickoffs. So this is a real athletic, powerful offensive lineman, and I don't see any decline at all in his play. I think he's still an outstanding player.
Defense preparing for the up-tempo offense, for Philadelphia, would you say that they were, because of Jason Tarver's schemes, they were already kind of better prepared for this style of offense, or did it require more than that?
Well, I don't know that the scheme, is as big a factor as it just is that we've worked against a lot of teams that have gone the up-tempo offense. So it's not the first time that we've seen it, although this team is a little more up-tempo than really any of the teams that we've seen. So the key, again, I've said this all week long, I'll continue to say it, the keys for us is to be able to, get our communication down, to be able to get lined up, to know exactly what we're supposed to do in a fast manner so that we can execute the calls that we got going into the game.
You mentioned yesterday that Tyvon was going to return kicks and forward with punts. Why did you pick each guy for those roles?
Well, We got to get something going in the return game, and so we're always looking for any way that we can, help to provide a spark or improve our football team in any way that we can. And there were some positives in the game the other day. I mean, Tyvon Jones, the opening kickoff was a good return. All right, got called back with the penalty, but Jacoby Ford had a nice return on the first punt of the game. Unfortunately, we put the ball on the ground. So. you know, I think those guys give us, you know, a little bit of spark in those particular areas, and we're going to continue to look at that, and you know, hopefully that'll be what we need to get this return game going.
How is Jacoby's confidence? How's he rebounded this week after that?
Jacoby's going to be just fine. I think we all realize, listen, sometimes you go out and you don't play a good game, okay? But it's not about we talk all the time about the sins not getting knocked down, the sins not being able to get back up. And all our guys have done a great job when they haven't performed up to their standards. They've come back and they've responded, and I expect him to do the same.
You talked about communication is going to be the key on defense, dealing with their up-tempo. How has Nick Roach done this year as a middle linebacker with communication, getting calls and all that?
Outstanding. I mean, he's done a great job of taking on that leadership role, taking on the job of the quarterback of the defense. He's done a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page, and he's got to continue doing that. And we put a lot on him to be able to do that, and he's accepted that challenge, and I think he's been an outstanding player for us.
What has Charles Woodson's experience, you know, seeing just about everything there is to see, help going against a team like Philadelphia?
Well, there's no substitution for experience. A guy that's seen just about everything that somebody can throw at you. And so he's been a great benefit. And I think really when you look at defensively, you know, we've got a lot of veteran players that have some experience, and it's been real beneficial to us.
See Mike Brizell every Monday, and it looks like he can just barely walk. And then as the week goes on, he's out there every practice. He's out there. He's the only guy in the line that stated his true position and has been there for every game. What keeps him going?
He's a warrior. You know, I mean, he's a warrior. He's a real pro. He's what you – listen, that's what you look for in a player in the National Football League, and really specifically with an offensive lineman. You want a tough, nasty guy that, you know, you got to pull him off the field to get him off the field. And he's done a great job for us. He's been a guy that, especially with some of the injuries that we faced on the line, you know, he's been one of the – you know, a little bit of the glue of kind of keeping that thing together. And I got a lot of respect for guys like that they just come out every day, no matter what the obstacles that they face, they come out every day and they compete. And he's played well for us.
I think sometimes people just say, well, he's a zone blocker, but how does he maybe fit into the scheme? Is it better than people give him credit?
Yeah, I mean, he's an offensive lineman, yeah. You know, and he understands that we've done a couple of different things schematically, and we've asked him to do a couple of different things. But, you know, he's played a long time in this league, and he's done a great job for us. He's tough. He's physical. And that's what we're looking for in our offensive line.
What have you seen out of Menelik this week? Has he given you some confidence with what he's been able to
do? Yeah, he's been better. Okay. He's been better. You know, you always worry about the fact that he's had such limited reps. But he's, you know, physically, you know, he looks like he's ready to go.
After Sunday's game, you mentioned the killer instinct and the lack of it. How much of that did you focus on during practice this week? And with you, does that start with play calling?
Well, we've spent a lot of time of focusing on finishing, okay? And we're all involved in that, all right? We've all got to learn how to finish football games, you know. The execution we have to be better at, the focus we have to be better at, and you know, that's my responsibility to make sure that our guys are focused in and they're ready to come out in the second half. But the key that I don't want to get lost in any of that is we won a football game in the National Football League. And that's what it's all about. It's not about anything else other than finding out a way to win. And I'll take any win we can get in the NFL. I don't care whether it's by 100 or whether it's by one, it's a win.
The last couple of games, like Seal Moore had two sacks last week, and Mark Houston and Vance Walker both had sacks, and there's been some consistent pressure on the quarterback. Would you say you put a heavy emphasis on getting sacks?
I wouldn't say we put a heavy emphasis on getting sacks. We put a heavy emphasis on affecting the quarterback. And you do that two different ways. You do it by rush and you do it by coverage. And I think our front and our back end have worked together very well this year on allowing us to affect the quarterback and allowing us to get pressure on the quarterback. Those guys up front couldn't do it without the back end guys, all right? And the back end guys couldn't hold up in coverage without the front getting pressure on the quarterback. So I think it's really a combination, and it's really a tribute to the defense as a whole and not necessarily one particular group.